If you've attended the Masters or you follow the Masters on Instagram or Twitter, the basics that you know about the financial status is that there are $1.50 for a sandwich, you're choosing from pimento cheese or egg salad, $2 for domestic beer, and you're going to drop a lot of coin in the merch tent. So from crackers to apparel, everything is branded under the Masters brands. So companies and brands need to get creative with how they're positioning their marketing and efforts on site during Masters Week. Stay tuned. We're going to discuss this and more on The Business of Golf. Welcome in. I'm Allison Johnson from the Gilly Group. I'm here with Adam Grubb of Stick and Hack, and we are talking Masters. It's Masters Week. It's my favorite week of the year, and there's just so much to talk about when it comes to how money is made and spent in golf during this week in particular. Adam, have you, just let's level set here. Have you attended the Masters in the past before?
Never. Never in my life.
But you're a big fan.
100% big fan, big dream, never been there.
Well, first of all, we're going to make that change next year for sure, because there's so much we can do on site. It's really exciting. But also have to ask the question, egg salad or pimento cheese?
Yeah, neither for me.
Well,
but
you
got to
pick one.
People have
tailgating parties all over the world this week. What are you doing?
I have the eating habits of a 13-year-old boy, Allison, but I would, if I had to, it would be the pimento cheese, I guess, if I had to.
Well, we're going to have to agree to disagree there, but really excited for today's guest. Dino Santiago is with us, and he is producing one of the must-attend events that happens every year during Masters Week. It is the Wheels Up Party as well as Hospitality Venue, which is right off-site. Outside the gates, there is a ton of business that happens during this week, but because brands are not doing the typical chalets and entertaining on site the way that they normally would with branding, people have gotten really creative with Masters Week, with hospitality houses and various programs. You know, the money that is being exchanged through deals during this week is astronomical and unlike anything else, I would venture to guess. So, Dino, talk with us a little bit about what it is that you do and how you work in the golf industry from an events and activation standpoint.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. You know, I'm very fortunate to be on the front, middle, and end of the excitement of the Masters Week. It brings, like you said earlier, it brings so many brands together. And a lot of money spent during the week of the Masters, you know, surrounding such a special tournament. So the experience itself is where I come into play. You know, I've been able, very fortunate to work with some great clients. In particular, one of my clients, Wheels Up, runs an absolutely mind-blowing experience in Augusta, Georgia. From the second you land on one of their amazing planes and you are greeted by their staff, to when you get to your house, to where you're staying, your travel, your entertainment. I've been really excited every year and fortunate to be able to participate in planning with such a creative group of individuals around probably the biggest golf tournament known. You know, if you're a fan at home, like I said, or a fan here, it's really been great to be a part of. So that just to give you a little bit of insight, I'm behind the scenes working with the client, working with the partners, working with our guest for the overall best experience to make sure that it all executes smoothly, safely, and more importantly, just fun. Just it's all about taking home or being at home with what is the best hospitality experience in any sport in the entire country.
Dino, the Masters is the Masters, right? It is the event of the year. But there's so many things that happen outside that when someone goes for the first time, they're there to experience the course, experience the fact that they're Masters, and do all the things that the patrons do at the tournament. But there's this other corporate side, and there's this hospitality side that happens outside of the course itself that nobody probably even knows. Run us through what you think the most surprising thing is about something that somebody wouldn't know about the Masters that you're a part of?
That's a great question, because it is so important outside of the tournament itself. What goes on, it's just a mind-blowing experience. A lot of big corporate brands that are dedicated to the sport of golf and dedicated to, you know, educating and charitable events, all of the above, really. They have separated themselves in a way that I've never really experienced in all of my years with many different brands. And I do all the Super Bowls, the Art Basels in Miami. I mean, there's just a ton of different events and activations that I've been a part of. The one thing that separates this experience is, you know, being able to walk down Azalea Drive right across the street from the course. In fact, it used to be at the end of the block was the main entrance for the course years and years before my day. So I've been able to learn a lot about the history of what goes on here. And there is no better experience than Azalea Drive. You've got multiple brands at every level with, you know, golf club members, brothers and sisters united across different states of the country for this week. And you come in and you get a AAA class treatment. I mean, it is the food. It's the beverage, and that actually seems to be quite popular. A lot of day drinking going on in the Masters.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Yeah, if you're lucky, you get there early, and you know, you get some food on the course. But typically, it's something about that experience on Azalea Drive. It's just mind blowing. It really is. It's just the best experience I've ever had in terms of hospitality. You know, for example. You need somewhere to check your phone in. You can't bring your phone out on the course. So when you go to your hospitality house, who you're partnered with, whether it's whatever brand, you know, the whole block is 30 or 40, maybe more. You know, you need that place to check your phone in where it's safe. You need that place where you can regroup with your friends and family. You need that place where maybe you can share a pass with a friend. You know, that place where you can meet somebody after the course and actually have a conversation with them. That's another thing, too. And not enough people focus on this. The business that is done in these hospitality houses. And I'm just saying, networking in general is always fun, especially when you're drinking and eating great food at a fun golf tournament. But there's something that goes to say about when you meet people at this event, typically you'll walk away with a new business partner. Or a strategic partner, or somebody maybe that introduces you as an influence to your next project or your next corporate charity event. So I think that's really, again, Azalea, hands down, if you've never been there, when you see it and you experience it, it's really outstanding.
So along those lines, you know, I've run programs at the Masters for years, which is how we've met. Yes. What you talk about is really important. So the level of guest that is invited to these hospitality programs by companies is a different level of guest than a typical event. This is a bucket list trip for people. You don't get a no when you ask someone to go to the Masters. And so it is a tremendously impactful week. So you have a lot of people on the day-to-day in your suite and at your party that are very well-known, very well-recognized guests. And you also have a staff that's coming in to work in your space, to work your events, from gifting area to bartenders to greeters. I mean, there is a tremendous amount of work that goes into this event. So I'm curious for our audience who may be interested in just the behind the scenes or people who may be interested in finding these types of gigs to work in. What level of training do you have to give this staff that may only be coming for a week about how to interact with that level and caliber of business person, celebrity, guest?
Yeah, it's very important. There, it is a higher, for lack of, yeah, like a higher caliber. That's a good way to describe it. A higher caliber of guest. You know, hospitality is a taught skill set. You can go and learn it. You can go study it in schools and everything. But I'll be quite frank. It really comes down to what you said before. You never say no. You treat every single person as if they are your best client. They are your VIP. There's no differentiating one VIP from the other, whether he or she is an analyst on TV or just somebody who is a guest of a member, if you will. So I think when it comes to that, you have to have a certain soft side to a very hard line approach of satisfying this guest. So I think another thing, what we've been able to do is build on these teams year in and year out. Once you get into a certain niche with a team and there's good cohesive energy and execution, you really don't have to veer off that far. So a lot of the people, for me, in my experiences, the same catering partner, the same production agency, the same audiovisual partner. So a lot of the staff on their end is already accustomed to what is expected throughout the week. You never know who you're going to talk to. You never know who's walking through when you're in the middle of building it out, you know, and you know. So I think the skill set is just, you know, passionate about what you do, you know, respectful, understanding the experience for whoever is in front of you is so very important. And like you said, there's no is not an answer. It's yes, let me find out the way I can do it. If you could just give me a few minutes to work that out. Versus no, we can't make that happen.
I think what's cool for me to think about is that this is already in some cases a once in a lifetime moment for some of these, not necessarily the sponsors, but for the people that the sponsors are bringing, and those that are they're trying to do business with, and they're trying to make sure that they feel that love. But so you really work for a multitude of people. Right, you are representing the Masters. You're representing Augusta. You're representing Wheels Up. You're representing the people that are inside that tent, and making sure it seems incredibly difficult and challenging that you have to make all of. I mean, I got four people in my house. I can barely make them happy. You've got a lot of people you have to make happy. What is that week like? And in all your events, Super Bowls, all the big, you know, next level events that you handle. How do you do that? How do you make everybody happy?
That's a great question. I also have like to focus on myself too when I'm doing these things. I'm very particular about the projects I choose, the partners I choose, why I do so, because I don't want to gas out. I want to make sure that I give 100% as Dino Santiago. So in chasing that dream of making myself happy. I'm very fortunate to have a big team.
Yeah.
There is a tremendous amount of people behind the scenes, especially with my experience with Augusta and the Masters and the partners, but the Wheels Up team, just so buttoned up and so high level, at every position along the line, you know, from the second we open the doors, from the day we start planning 6 months in advance. Everybody, so it's easier to make people happy when you have a really good team and everybody shares that responsibility. Personally, I will say my experience allows me to be like a man of many personalities, if you will. My upbringing, just who I am in general, it's easy for me to deal with fires, deal with pissed off vendors, deal with an irate customer, deal with somebody who's going with to what they would have a mini crisis, being able to understand it, calm the situation down, make sense of it, and go about our business and you know, solve problems. So for me, it really comes down to just being personable, being, you know, relating to what people are actually feeling, and just managing that. It's like a big golf drunk babysitter. It's just nuts sometimes. I mean, the things that I've been in many awkward positions where, you know, somebody acts out of line and you got to ask them to leave in the middle of a jam with, you know, 1,000 people. And, you know, my Sir Nick Faldo on the stage talking to our members, it's, mm-hmm. You know, you got to be quick. You got to be smart, and you got to also be polite and, you know, compassionate for other people too. I think that's, I know it may sound cheesy, but really that's the truth. Yeah.
That's the hospitality business.
Yeah. It really comes down to that. You know, how do I make this better for them? Forget about myself. I'll think about Dino when the weekend's over.
So to that end, you know, I know what that week looks like from your perspective in time spent and energy spent and that kind of stuff. And, you know, you've got some days where you are, I mean, you're the first to be there, the last to leave every day. And you've got a hospitality, very large hospitality built out house, so to speak, right outside the gates, where you have different guests. Some are there multiple days. Some it's there one day in and out. You've got industry people who are over there. You've got members. You've got talent. You've got all kinds of people in that space. So you're on all day. And then, for example, the night of your big party, I mean, that is like the event of the week. That's the ticket people want. Like, you talk about what's the hottest ticket during Masters Week. Outside of Berkman's, it's your party. And you have a tremendous amount of people there, and you've got a ton going on, and that's running till really late into the morning of the next day often, right? So what do you do so that you as a professional are able to make it through such an intense long week?
Yeah, it's very intense. I will say that. Fortunately for me, it's, you know, time management. When you have time, is a lot easier. So I come in very early before the Masters. You know, I'm in town, you know, 10 days before, you know, we even start. And our team, exactly, who is responsible for building and doing all of the things to get us there, they're in town a month in advance. So, you know, again, I focus in on certain aspects when I have to manage them as they are in terms of reality. The hospitality is managed by a lot of the Wheels Up staff and the Wheels Up corporate team that knows the members and has been cultivating the relationship and planning with them months and months in advance. So the hospitality house is being built by a different agency. So they're kind of working their thing, getting the hospitality going up and running. And once the doors open on Wednesday, that's it. I mean, they are every day, all day. And then typically by that point of the week, I'm preparing for our big gala, if you will. And, you know, that's a Thursday night event. So by Wednesday, I'll have myself fully on site the entire day preparing for that big jam. And when that happens, once that happens, I get to shift gears a little bit. And then I'm constantly in contact with the team at the hospitality house, but it takes an army to make this many people at this high level of client service to be happy. And that's, again, that's how I do it. I focus on what's most important to me at this given moment of the week for what we have planned for everybody, and trust that if I'm needed, the team at the other location, because you can't be in three spots at once. And we have three or four different things, not to mention the C-level stuff that I'm not even involved in, you know, with our CEO and the executives and the founders of the company. So look, there's just so much going on. I can only be in so many places, but I do use the trust that I have with these partners that we've worked with for many years, and then stay focused, lots of water, try not to party too much until the weekend. We all want to have fun at the parties. And, you know, when I can look back and see everything's going smooth, and, you know, you can get a little bit loose and go shake hands and kiss babies and hug your friends that you haven't seen in a while, you know?
And Dino, let me ask you this, because this is shame on me. For those that aren't familiar with Wheels Up, what is it? And tell us a little bit about that relationship itself. Or maybe your child wants to answer the question. That's fine too.
Yeah.
We welcome.
Yeah. Wheels Up's really amazing. You know, luckily I was working a passion project of mine years and years ago, probably 7 years ago. And I met Wheels Up. They were one of the title sponsors or sponsors of a VIP lounge. So I fell in love with them right away when I met them. We just kind of gelled. I saw what they were doing. They were this private aviation company based out of New York City that was basically building at the time I would consider them like a country club for people who fly private, you know, full gamut service from the jets to the luxury homes, to this space that I really wasn't familiar with. So, I was lucky to meet them at that point of their transition. They're 6 years now on the road in business, the largest private aviation company in the world. you know, and I'm a consultant, so I freelance for many big brands across the board, from Ford to, I can tell you a ton of brands, but that's not what we're here. We're here to focus on Reels Up, the Masters, the golf, the experience. These guys are the best in the business. You want to fly private? They make it affordable. They make planes accessible for guys like you and I. Guys that typically wouldn't, or girls that wouldn't fly every, you know, every other week, because that's not their corporate, corporate patterns. You know, that's not what they do. So they made it easy for people to fly private at an effect, you know, at a, you know, relatively efficient cost. And they've done great. I mean, they've got over 7,000 members or something like that. They are the largest, they own more planes than any other, I think it's planned. I forgot the name of their corporate business, but they're amazing.
Good.
And I have a crying baby in the background.
So Augusta, the town, is really built around Masters Week. So, you know, the schools are closed. I mean, I had a principal of one of the schools be one of our drivers for our programs one year. The town really embraces this event, to the point that even the street signs are permanently fixed golf traffic signs, right? So this is a repeatable every year, same kind of structure on the whole. And one of the questions I'm often asked is, you know, don't you get bored going every year? And I ask you that because there is some monotony to it. And I know my personal take, but I'm curious, you know, what you think about it. Is this like ho-hum, or what do you think?
Absolutely not ho-hum. One thing I will say, over the past 6 years that I've been fortunate enough to be there every year, which is really awesome, the city is constantly taking over new areas to make the whole experience, from the way you walk in to the way you leave, to, you know, the shops on the streets, the walk to and from your hospitality program. It never gets old. It never gets old.
Dino, it sounds like you can make 1,000 people happy at the Masters, but you're having problems with your own child. So we're going to let you go. But we appreciate the time you've given us here in Business of Golf with Stick and Hack. Dino, incredible. You have an incredible job, and it's really cool to hear the behind the scenes of someone like you that is a really major part of that Masters experience for so many people that are coming there for the very first time, and those that come year after year after year and go to the Wheels Up party and be part of the hospitality scene there. It's awesome work you're doing, and we can't wait to see you next year.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's been a pleasure. And anytime, you guys are great at what you do. Keep up, you know, building the community. And I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about something to me that's a privileged experience to be able to be a part of it. So thank you. And you know what? My pick of the week, believe it or not, I think Lee Westwood's the guy this year. It's my pick.
Really?
I like it. Well, I'm going to go Jordan. I'm hoping for Jordan, but I like him.
Fair enough. Lee's been too close to not pull one down. And I think with his son on the bag, it's going to be that one of those experiences. So let's root for this this guy from across the pond, as they say.
I like that. Good.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you, Adam.
All right. So Allison, that's a really incredible story for me, because I've never been there. I don't know what happens. I just know what I see. Right. You have been a part of that. He's a really cool guest with an incredible, incredible job.
It's honestly, this is my favorite week of the year, like I said earlier. And it's just, for me, it never gets old. Every time I get there, I'm so excited. I see everybody I know in the industry. The golf is always amazing. You walk onto the property at Augusta National and it's, you know, it gets you because it is a really special place. So, you know, we've been running from Gilley Group programs to the Masters for before even my time at Gilley Group, obviously. But I'm very excited because now in being a part of Stick and Hack, we can do this together. And so offering our members an opportunity to attend the Masters, experience really how special of an event it is. And we'll put our special touch on it and make it a Stick and Hack effect kind of thing.
We will indeed.
But we are going next year. I hope that all of our listeners and friends will join us, because it really is an incredible, incredible experience. And I promise to show you all the cool places and the fun people and where to go and where to shop and which bathrooms to use, because they're not as busy. Like, we've been there and we know, and we're just so excited to be able to bring you there.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be great. We hope to bring some of our members as well, and it's part of the allure of Stick and Hack and the membership that you have here. But the business of golf is so different when you hear the behind the scenes. From it's not just the golf and the Masters, and it's not just the $1.50 sandwiches and the merch tent and all that stuff. There's so much business that happens. There's so many relationships that happen, connections that last a lifetime, and in some cases can change the trajectory of businesses and sponsors, all because of people like Dino that are bringing that and bringing everybody together. It's an amazing, amazing deal. So thanks for bringing him on the show, AJ. Appreciate it.
Happy that we were able to have that conversation. You know, at the end of the day, the estimate is around $150 million to $200 million of impact in that area. And I would venture to guess the amount of business that is done on the brands that are attending is at least tenfold. It is an incredibly powerful week. So thank you for welcoming Dino. He's tremendous. And, you know, we'll keep these conversations happening as we dive deeper into how money is made and spent in golf. So thanks to everybody for joining us on the Business of Golf here on the Stick and Hack Network.